Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
At one point, Job cried out prophetically. He said, "Oh, that there was a daysman betwixt us. Somebody that'd take my side. Somebody that between me and God." He's prophesying. I said, he's prophesying. Oh, go to 1 John 2. I said, go to 1 John 2 because that prophecy has been fulfilled. He said, oh, that there was a daysman, that means a mediator. Mm-hmm. If there's somebody that's against us, if there's a prosecuting attorney, what do we need? What do we need? We need an attorney for our defense. We need somebody that's on our side, looking out for us, pleading our case. Don't we? Job knew he needed it. Didn't believe he had it. And at that point, he didn't. Jesus hadn't come yet. Oh, but how, are you in 1 John? 1 John? Oh, makes me want to get ready to run right now. 1 John 2? My little children, these things write to you that you sin not. Now, there's a lot of folks try to tell you, doesn't make any difference what you do. Nothing really is sin, and if it is, it's already been paid for, it's already been taken care of. Well, it has. But if you violate your conscience and you don't do what you should do, the enemy can get access to you. And stuff can get destroyed in your life. It doesn't mean God doesn't love you. Doesn't mean you're no longer His kid. But it means you didn't listen. He said, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We have a what? We have a what?
Advocate.
We have a what?
Advocate.
That's a legal term.
Yes.
Advocate. Somebody say, I have.
Representation.
Yes. Now say this, Jesus. Represent. Represent what? Represent what? He represents
me.
Oh, come on, somebody didn't get that. If any man sin, we, it's not the whole world. Those that have believed on Him received Him. We have an advocate with the Father. What's His name?
Jesus.
The Christ. The Son of God. The Righteous One. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world, if they would let Him. Hallelujah. Every day of our lives, the enemy, if it's not him personally, it's those that's under him, somebody he's assigned to your case and mine. I know it's not a nice thought, but we need to be awake. We need to be looking at this. And what are these imps, these spirits trying to do? Anything that you say can and will be used against you. Not just in the court of the law of the land, in the high court. Didn't Hebrews say that He is the apostle and high priest of our confession? What does that mean? He works with what I say. I don't care what kind of attorney you've got. You can have the best attorney in the world. Do you take the stand? Prosecution comes and hits on you and pressures you and you go, I did it. Yeah, I'm guilty of sin. I did. You're done. Is that, I don't care who your attorney is. You are done. You're done. And if the judge is not crooked, I don't care if he likes you. You're done. If he's a righteous judge, what does he have to do? He has to wrap the gavel. Is that right? Find you guilty? Or, you know, in those days there was no jury. And in this case, there's no jury either. That's something we've developed. The judge makes the call. Period. And there is no appeal. If you're dumb, if you're dumb, the enemy comes and says, you said such and such, and you did such and such. You didn't obey the Lord, and then you yielded to the flesh, and you did this, and that. You deserve to be sick. You deserve to be broke. You deserve to be destroyed. And you go, I know it. I know it. I'm the sorriest excuse for a Christian you ever saw in your life. I'm a miserable failure. I did it. I did all them stuff and worse. I know I did. Yeah. You're done. Come on, help me out. You're done. Done. Because even though you got a good advocate, you got to listen to your advocate. If you get attacked, the enemy's trying to set something up against you. Your advocate, he never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He'll show up right there. Even if you feel like you've been thrown in the cell, he'll show up and go, I'm with you. I got this. And slip you a book. It says, now, this is all you say. I don't care what the enemy pushes you about. I don't care what you feel. This is all you say. Now, practice it with me.
Okay.
I'm innocent.
I'm innocent.
Washed by the blood.
Washed by the blood.
I deserve no punishment.
I deserve no punishment.
I don't care what he brings up.
Right.
I don't care what he... Come on, let's do it one more time.
Okay.
I'm innocent.
I'm innocent.
I'm washed by the blood.
I'm washed by the blood.
I deserve no punishment.
I deserve no punishment.
Revelation 12, how did they overcome the accuser of the brethren? How?
Blood
Blood of the Lamb.
And the word of their testimony.
Word of their testimony. You won't see all that happens behind the scenes. But the enemy's trying to build a case against you so he can get judgment against you, so he can get access to you. And you need to play it cool. You need to stay with your advocate. And if the enemy pressures you, you lied. You did this. You messed up. You yielded to the flesh. You go, I'm innocent. How do you plead? I plead innocent by the blood of the Lamb. Yeah, but we have video of you doing this, and we have, and they'll go to play it, and it'll be blank. Washed by the blood. Washed by the blood. Yeah, but we got audio, and they'll go to play it, and it's just hiss. It's just static. Why? Washed by the blood. Washed by the... Say, I told you. I told you I'm innocent. Washed by the blood. No, you said this. You did this. You have been disobedient. You have failed. You didn't do what God told you to do. You hurt these people. You were mean. You were ugly. You did all this. You go, I'm innocent. I'm innocent. Come on, help me out. I'm innocent. What did your advocate tell you to do? I'm innocent. Washed by the blood. I deserve no punishment. No punishment. And the righteous judge will only let that go so far. Then he'll say, enough. The attorney for the defense, yes. Your Honor, my Father. Oh, you feeling good about this already? The accused, my brother, your son, has testified that they are innocent and they deserve no punishment. I present Exhibit A, my blood on the mercy seat. And the father says, the court has accepted that evidence. You've heard the accused, my brother. Your son. Testify. They deserve no sickness.
That's right.
Innocent.
Right.
Genesis.
Present for the courts, evidence. Exhibit B, my stripes. The Father says the court has accepted that evidence. And just like that, it's all over with. No judgment. No access. How did you overcome? How? But that's not just the blood of the Lamb. You have to work. If you start talking unbelief, I'm not going to make it. This is not going to work. I don't deserve it. Well, that's true. You don't deserve it. Don't mean you can't get it. It's already been bought and paid for and given to you. It's not about you earning anything. Practice it again. How do you plead?
Innocent.
Come on, help me. How do you plead?
Innocent.
By the blood of the Lamb. I deserve no punishment. Now, that's only because of the blood of the Lamb, but it is true. Because of the blood of the Lamb, you deserve. Why? Because He was punished for that. Is that right? Yeah, you've messed up, and yes, I have, but He was punished for that. He was judged for that. And the sentence was given, and the adversary actually took Him into the heart of the earth. Are you listening? And we don't know what He endured and dealt with for those 3 days and nights, but we know that justice was satisfied. And the Father spoke from on high. And the enemy had taken Him unlawfully because He had committed no sin. He was worthy of no punishment. What resulted was He was raised from the dead without sin. That was our sin. That was our sin. Come on, are you listening? Oh, hallelujah. And now He is our advocate. At the right hand of majesty on high, where He ever lives to make intercession. That's not prayer. That's a legal term. Make intercession for us. The reality is more in line with what we've been talking about tonight. He speaks on your and my behalf at the throne. He stands up for those who identify with Him. Is that you? Is He for you? Is He for me? Are you going to work with Him? Are you going to blow the whole thing by confessing guilt and shame to the enemy and expecting judgment and saying you deserve all kind of bad stuff? We're not talking about what you've done. We're talking about what He did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.